Day 7 of quarantine. I didn't get no sleep last night. I heard one of my neighbors coughing and sneezing through the vents in my room. I woke my girl up. Asked her, do she hear it? Called the CDC to report him. I felt kind of bad because it felt like I was snitching, but this shit's serious out here. I heard the people pull up to get my neighbor. He was fighting them off and stuff like that. They end up shooting him. And his wife, too. It's crazy, though, man. I ain't think the coronavirus was that serious. But it was. And I ain't want to get it, so. If I'm a snitch, then I just have to be a snitch. The reward money was $5,000, and I needed it to survive the next week. I called the weed man to try to buy some weed, but the weed man asked me, do I know who hiring?
God told me to deliver this message, so. I'm going to go ahead and deliver it. I know a lot of this whole coronavirus thing. Sitting at home and been in the house for the last couple of days. And I know a lot of us just bored and trying to find something to do. And at ease, unease. But God just wanted me to tell y'all, man, this is the perfect motherfucking time for some of y'all to change the motherfucking batteries in the motherfucking smoke detector. You got an easy, you ain't got number motherfucking time on your hand right now. Get you a goddamn louder, get you some, I don't even know what them square batteries is, and get up there and change them goddamn smoke detectors. God wanted me to tell y'all that.
Yo, what up? This is the big verb, you know, verbose. I'm still alive, bitches. And when I'm not, like, dying from the coronavirus, I'm fucking with Nappy Afro. Keep the reviews going. Keep the blog going. Get rid of the naked ladies. We don't need that. There's plenty of naked ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? But look, if I'm alive, you're alive, we're all alive, let's stay healthy. NappyAfro.com, bitches.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now listening to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly. And my latest, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. I want all you lazy, inconsistent, boring-ass podcasters to keep the noise down while I take my robe off so I can show the people what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite AKA of them all, it gives me so much joy. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there that you use. We appreciate that. Don't forget, we got the voicemail. We can call in and leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Call and leave a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show. Don't forget, we got our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar, and you get VIP access for $3 and get shouted on the show. Like our newest Patreons, we got MOZ, so we're going to call you Moz. We got, we got the fucking Gardner, M. Sims, a.k.a. Sleazy. He's a Patreon, and our latest Patreon, and Noel Oli. So we thank y'all, man, for being Patreons, man, and you too. can be a Patreon and get shouted out on the show by just supporting all things Nappy Afro. We appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the easiest way you can support the show is by liking it. By sharing it, reblogging it, retweeting it, put it in your story, telling a friend. Get that word of mouth going, man. Get everybody knowing about the show. Now that we got all the pandering out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week pretty good. You know, it's just been kind of crazy. I need the people to understand that I've been rocking a fro for years. So me rocking my fro, it has nothing to do with me not being able to get my hair done due to COVID-19. I need y'all not to be trying me, acting like you trying to question me about, you just not trying that? Or you don't know me. First of all, you don't walk up to strangers and ask them about their damn hair. Trying to be funny, trying to act like, you done wind down because of the crisis. No, nigga, I've been natural for years. So let me be with my fro and going to get this damn bleach before it ain't no more. So, but my week been all right. The jobs, you know, people be with this bullshit. Working from home ain't like what you think it is.
Oh, man.
But well, how about you?
Well, my week, man, started back to work. Got a little bit of normalcy going on. But the bad part about it, we can't do anything at work. So, basically, we're just sitting there on the clock. But I'm thankful that I do have a job to go to, and because it's getting rough out here. And so, I'm just happy I'm in the number. But, you know, it was good to get back to work, just to get out of the house, you know what I'm saying, get kind of back into the sense of normalcy, you know what I'm saying? But I know we ain't out the woods yet, but still, it was, you know, kind of cool to get out, man. But, yeah, you know, enough about our weeks. A quarantine update, man. How you feeling with the Rona and just, you know, what's going on and our...
I done had it, so I don't really feel anything. I'm feeling real confident that I had it back in February. I've been sick for a month. I did the antibiotics. I ain't doing nothing stupid. I'm still washing my hands, using my bleach and my, sanitizer and all that kind of carrying on. But I done had it, so I'm good. I just don't want, you know what I'm saying, nobody else to get it in my crew, or anybody really, to get it so that everything can calm down. We won't have any more incidents and everything will be good. But it just... Every time I go in the store, you know, I take a couple of days off and then I go back to the store to see you, but I can re-up on. And it's just crazy. You go in these stores and everybody in there buying up everything. If the people don't have no limits, people are trying to sneak and they got the kids. Like, you come in there with 4 or 5 kids. And I just think about it and laugh because my mom used to do this when we used to get the school supplies on the low. Mm-hmm. So you can get 10 notebooks for $1 or something crazy. My mom would give everybody $1.07 or whatever it is. So you can go and get yours.
Yeah.
They got the kids and they buying stuff because you can't buy but one. So the people got, you know what I'm saying, they got their whole family, everybody going in there to get whatever little items that you can get that they still have. And it's, like I said, it's really everything. You just hit and miss. You might get taller people from this store. You got to go down the street to Target to get the something else. It's just still a big thing. Everybody trying to stay stocked up because we just really don't know. Yep. The fact that there are empty shelves in so many stores scares most people. So when they see something, they just buying it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's I'm hoping and praying that it get better. But all I can say is, niggas, stay home. If you ain't got to be out there, don't go out there no more regular than you have to.
Well, shit, the way they locking all these cities down and having curfews and stuff, they don't want you on the damn streets at nighttime.
But Walmart closes at 8:30 now, so.
Walmart closes at 8:30. 24-hour Walmart is closing at 8:30. You know, Walmart losing money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But they're not. They really not. Because them having... Them being able to close allows them to stock up for the clowns that's going to come and buy all the shit tomorrow morning. So it's like, if they stay open 24/7, they ain't getting a chance to get y'all out of there. They ain't getting a chance to wipe down nothing. Everything is just, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But they getting the restock, and then when they open up, I don't think they open up until like 7:30, 8 o'clock. So then it's like, you know what I'm saying, they've been able to re-up, and then whatever you can get, you got to come in there early, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Amen. Hey, shout out to all the retail workers out there. shout out to the gas station attendants. Shout out to the nurses, everybody in the medical field. Just the people that have been deemed essential, man. Shout out to y'all, and that don't have the opportunity or to work from home. So shout out if you still got to get out here in the midst of all this, man.
And
shout
I appreciate
out.
It.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we don't think about the simple things until times like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You overlook the gas station attendant. And, you know what I'm saying? You overlook the person in the retail store stocking the shelves. You don't pay no attention to that person. It's just because, you know, you don't even think about it. It's not that they lower you. You just don't, You know what I'm saying? Pay attention.
It's just everyday life. It's yeah, just like you just, I go in the store
get cereal. Like or whatever. I know on aisle 16, that's where my corn pops is. I go get my corn pops. You know, you don't think about going down the aisle and ain't no corn pops.
But I appreciate you, but don't act like somebody owe you something. Nah. Mm. This is the shit you signed up for. Mm. I mean, I'm just gonna be real. Like, I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody. Yeah. So I just need the people to know, don't act like, oh, because now you a pharmacist or you a nurse or you a whatever. Y'all were supposed to train for days like this. Mm-hmm. This is what you're supposed to be. Y'all talking about, oh, we on the front line. Y'all trying to make it like y'all at war. I mean, I get it. It's a type of warfare. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, let's not try to make it seem like somebody need to be laying down their life for you because now we got some different respect. But I know another thing is happening. What's you that? Need to stay away from the damn hospitals unless you really got to be there.
Yeah.
Because it's too much at risk for you to just be talking about you just going to get, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got this feeling, mm-hmm. like whatever. If it ain't the coronavirus feeling or you don't feel like you finna die, you better stay away from there. Because they are actually, what they're doing right now is clinical trials.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what the fuck this is. They playing with your ass. So you in there thinking you finna get a treatment? No, the hell you not.
You finna experiment.
Be a part. Exactly. You finna be a part of somebody damn experiment so that they can come up with the shit that's gonna save somebody right. in a couple of months.
Let's try add a little more albuterol to that. And
that's the same thing they did for SARS and MRSA. Oh hell to the nah! Y'all not finna mix up no concoctions and just slide it up in my veins. Hell nah. So if you ain't really got to be there, stay the fuck away from them hospitals right now.
I mean, shout out to the truck drivers, man. They still moving parcels.
They sure are.
You know,
so we can get this bleach.
Yeah, so shout out to the UPS drivers, the post office, man, FedEx. You know, man, shout out to all y'all.
I think I'm going to get me some care packages for my people. I'm just going to get some stuff together. Some thank yous.
You better put some for yourself. You can look out for nobody else yet. You got to make sure you straight.
My stuff is stocked up.
Okay. I mean, you know.
I'm just saying, I just feel like we need to be doing something nicer. We need to do some kind of little bags or something to give to the people.
At this time, I don't want you to give me.
You don't want me nothing.
I don't want you giving me nothing. Yeah, it's better
just to say thank you.
Yeah, just say thank you, man. Because right now, like, you don't know. You know, it's just
the package could be full of the corona.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I wait till it comes.
Yeah, especially
down.
Somebody that's proclaiming they didn't have corona. You got to stay away
I'm
from
saying,
people.
I'm saying I'm the one who they need to be talking to. They need to see what is in my blood that would allow me to combat against this thing so well. That's all I'm saying. Because to me, I know I had it. Like it's been fascinating to me because I've been reading so much stuff, watching people videos and reading this and reading that, talking about how the virus is and blah, 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 what it looked like, what it feel like, all the symptoms. And I had all that.
Mm.
I had all of it.
Mm.
Nothing I missed. So I know that's what I had. But they didn't know what to call it. They told me I had pneumonia.
Mm.
So there we have it. It was what it was. But I thank the Lord I'm still here.
Okay. Now, y'all got to understand, Queen Germ has also claimed... No. Strokes, heart attacks.
I have.
What else?
Just strokes.
Seizures.
And heart I ain't had no seizure.
You know, oh, she's claimed a lot, so we gotta understand.
Just a stroke and a heart attack.
How many strokes have you had?
I've had one stroke and two heart attacks. To date.
To date.
I foresee many more.
Yeah, and then when you went to the doctor, what did they say?
That I had a perfect EKG.
Did you ask her, did it have any, you know, did it look like?
Did it look like it was some damage, some prior damage? Yeah. And the lady said no. If she opened a textbook and it looked, you know, what a healthy one looked like, she could lay mine on top of it and it'd be identical.
Oh, okay.
That's how you know how God is real.
Okay.
God will heal you better than you was before. So okay. I believe that's all that is. That's just a healing. But I know what I experienced.
Okay, I know it might just been like an anxiety attack or something like that.
It wasn't. It was more than that.
Mm.
It was more than that.
Mm.
But you know, it's all right.
Okay.
Because I'm
glad
still here.
I'm glad you're still here. All right. So I mean, you know, as far as the quarantine, man, you know, can't quarantine this week. Had to go back to work. But I see that a lot of people are taking advantage of this quarantine time. D-Nice, he did like the little DJ. He had the quarantine. Club quarantine, I think that's what it's called. And he did that. You know, he was just bringing out. And then I seen the young kids hating on the old people for, like, oh, he playing all that old music. Oh, that's for the 35 and up people. And I'm just like, I mean,
what's... You want to be us one day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the young people cannot see the old people on Twitter having fun. They just had to hate. And that shit was just like, man, y'all don't be like that young Twitter, man. God damn, bro. But, you know, shout out to Boosie. He's getting his IG live popping. You know what I'm saying? He had girls stripping for Cash App money. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking
about. And that spawned a whole lot of other people to do that. And, you know, DJs, I see a lot of DJs are doing their sets on Instagram Live and they getting money. The dancers have gone to virtual stripping. Now,
they got it going on.
A lot of OnlyFans accounts have been started since the quarantine. It's amazing. Like, the quarantine has brought out the creativity in everybody.
It
has,
and I love it.
And, I mean, you know, look what you could do if you just stay in house and, you know, can't go nowhere.
Yeah, but it gives me a good feeling because at least people ain't doing nothing stupid. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff, you know, you're doing some fun things, some silly things. I mean, people becoming comedians, or they might have already been comedians, but they on there, they're doing more, you know what I'm saying, more little things or whatever. Might have had podcasts, now they're doing other stuff, trying to venture off into what the people are looking at and liking right now. People are doing a lot of singing. Church has gone Facebook Live. I mean, I like it. I mean, it's not like something I could get used to every day.
Everybody going to church my way now.
Exactly. But you ain't even going. But whatever.
I'm winning right now.
You're not even going. Right. Look, are you cash apping the church? Are you sending the people your money? Okay. Now he's looking to the side.
But I'm an innovator. Like, I was one of the first people you used to just watch.
You're just a trailblazer for the
Bedside Baptist. I've been that way.
I mean, I like it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. These Facebook Lives are really good. People having these watch parties and all this other stuff. I really think that is bringing the creativity
out of people. I see a lot of TikTok videos being made. People just, you know, I'm okay with it, you know.
I mean, if this is what we got to do for a couple months, just for a couple months now, let's not get carried away here.
I mean, like I said, what if this is the new normal?
It can't be.
What if this is the new normal?
It can't be.
Like, they like, yo, like.
It can't be.
We can never assemble again like that again. You can't have more than 10 people around you.
I'm just going to get a thermometer and test everybody before they come to the party. We can't do that.
We can't do that. I mean,
I got a big family as it is. Shit, it's 20 of us when we all get together.
Yeah.
And that's just me, you know what I'm saying? Mom, kids, and all that. Nah, bro. We got to be all right. We're going to have to go in and check this out.
So, I don't know. I hope it's not. You know, I hope everything goes back to normal because football season is coming up. And if it ain't no football season, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Y'all president said y'all going to be back to business on Easter Sunday.
Oh, that's what he would like, but, you know, he must know something that the doctors and scientists don't know.
He said he talked with the Lord.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of talking to the Lord, since we brought up 045, since it looks like the bill has going to get passed, you know what I'm saying, what you going to do with your Trump check?
First of all, I'm not calling the Trump check.
That's what it's called, a Trump check. What you going to do with your Trump, your Rona check? What you going to call it, the Rona check?
Whatever y'all want to call it. I mean, if you want to call it that, just...
What you going to do with it?
I don't
know. Be ignorant. No, don't tell me nothing.
I am gonna pay some bills. I got a couple of little things I can tie up.
Some bills, man.
But
what?
I do.
Your temperature right now. Some bills.
I always got bills. Shit, they ain't gonna never go away. But if I can handle some stuff, then I can be a little more reckless when Christmas comes. Mm. But nonetheless, I got my eye on some all white. They are some Nike Air VaporMax 360s. And they are really nice.
Okay.
And if nothing else, if I can get the all white ones, I can probably get the white and gold a little bit later. But I definitely want to get those. If I can do anything frivolous just for me, that's what I want.
Wow.
That's what I want.
Well, as far as what I'm doing with my Trump check, I'm hitting up Raheem the jeweler. And I'm getting my gold chain. And I might even throw a watch in the mix. I ain't even gonna front. Might even throw a watch in the mix.
So therefore, people, when King Germ say, I took half of his check. That's why. Because the nigga don't know what to do with no money if he gets some. You gonna tell me you gonna get a $1,200 check
and it's gonna be more than that. It's gonna be $1,700.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
You don't get a child.
I do get a child.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Why I don't?
If you're not getting $1,700 to throw in the air, you gonna give me some of that money.
No, if you getting 17, I'm getting 17.
It's not an even split. Because my money, I'm gonna end up spending the money on the turn. So, you can't sit here and say, you won't get no $1,700 to blow in the wind. You can get $1,200 to blow in the wind and do whatever, and I don't ask you no questions. But that other five, that need to be with me.
Well, I got to give, by five,
And yo, so you get to keep your five too?
I'm not keeping no five because that the money I'm spending, my $1,200 is going on bills with the $200 pair of shoes I got. So my I'm gonna spend $1,000 on bills, $200 on some tennis shoes I want, and then stuff that I got to handle for churn, I'm gonna handle with that. You, on the other hand, gonna solely have $1,200 for yourself. Have you heard me say anything that I'm gonna get that's worth $1,200? No, I'm gonna get $200.
I think we're getting $1,700.
I know, but even if we're getting $1,700, you're gonna need to peel off them five to me. Slide that right on over here. Because what you finna do is blow it. I'm finna do what's right by it. Take care of some outstanding circumstances. That's what we need to be doing, sir. Sir.
That don't sound fun.
It's
that don't sound
shit,
fun.
You got $1,200 to blow on a freaking necklace. This motherfucker don't go nowhere. But who gonna see the necklace? You just said we finna become, this finna become the new normal, so you finna show this shit online for somebody to do what for you?
Amen.
They gonna shake their ass and look at the chain?
I mean, you're right about that. I ain't think about that.
Yeah, you with the bullshit. Like I said, you ain't doing that.
Oh, we're going to rebound.
Yeah.
We're going to
rebound. Get them $1,200. I'm going to get that five. I'm going to have to get that five about you.
I mean,
appreciate it.
Yeah.
I might have to get seven because the way you're talking stupid right now. I can see if you say,
the chain costs $1,000.
Okay, well, that's what you got. $1,000. $1,000. That's all. That's all you need.
I'm
going to put $1,000. Man, like, nigga, you don't even go nowhere.
But I still going to have to change. I'm going to have to change for the rest of my life.
Okay, to where?
Whenever we go out, if we go somewhere.
Nigga, we don't go nowhere, so you gonna go somewhere to get robbed.
We're not gonna get robbed.
Okay. I'm done. Okay, we said what we gonna do with the Corona check. What's next?
No, we're not finished.
I'm done with it.
Why?
Because that shit is dumb. You gonna buy a necklace when your ass could buy some shoes for work. You could get some shit for your car. You could buy a chain, but it don't need to be no goddamn $1,000 chain. You can get a nice chain for $250.
That shit little. Nobody
nigga,
ever see that.
Nigga.
That little choker. I don't want
to. Okay, well, get you a nice bracelet. I think nice bracelet.
Bracelet. Girls, my man wear no bracelet.
Okay, well, hell, you don't need that shit.
I'm getting that chain.
Okay, get it. I don't give a fuck. But all I can tell you is you got $1,200 to get it with. That's what you got. That's what you got, nigga.
So I want
to
know how we going to get these checks.
They going to send them to you. They know where we live. They know everything about us in the day.
They
going to
send it in the mail or they going to direct deposit it?
I don't give a fuck. Make sure that you send. They can send it to the same damn place they sent my damn $13 for tax return. Because that's all I got. But yeah, I done got that shit. So you know where I'm at.
I ain't get a piece of that.
Nigga, I give you $13 right now. You had that whole shit. Like, what the hell was that? 13. I can show you that direct deposit. Shit.
It paid for Netflix.
And then it is. And that's it. That's all the fuck it is.
I keep telling y'all rich ass niggas, man. Taxes ain't for y'all, man.
Well, this here check here for me.
Mm.
I fit in that category. Yeah. That thing said you couldn't make more than $99,000. I'm right there.
Mm.
I'm getting me one. Mm. So trust and believe, I'm getting them VaporMax.
Mm.
And I'm going to get my kids a couple of things.
Why would you do that?
Because they deserve it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. This is a relief check. Relief from them.
Yeah.
No, don't.
I mean, this shit, we done spent a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying.
In these last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
so whatever this is, 2 weeks. I feel like three.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, but I don't know.
But yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, because before you know it, it'll be time for the turn to get ready to go to school in August.
They ain't going back to school.
Them niggas is going back to school. Nobody.
It's online school for the rest. I'm telling you, man, it's new normal.
Shit, they ain't going back. My turn finna get a PhD then. Because they're going to have to go in this damn lab with me.
Yeah. Because it's going to be, I'm telling you, this is the new normal. The kids,
they got to get on the schedule. These niggas, especially that boy. He eats too much.
Yeah.
So ain't no way in the world we gonna be to keep him in here. No, sir. No, sir. That nigga wake up in the middle of the night, he making grilled cheese and damn sausage. What the hell? And then he don't eat just one piece of sausage. Mm-hmm. He eat like three, four pieces of sausage. Like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Like, it ain't but eight in the damn bag. So you gonna eat this today and tomorrow, and the shit is gonna be over.
So you gotta
get him out of here.
You gotta ration it.
Mm-mm. I ain't got no else for the stuff to be.
You gotta take bust it down and bust it down like one patty. And
if the niggas ain't in here, they don't have to eat. That's what it is. So they got to get up out of here. That's the solution to the problem.
Mm-hmm. So, hey man, if you're getting a Rona check, let us know what you're gonna do with yours, man. I mean, you heard what I said I was doing mine. I heard what she said she's doing hers.
I'm gonna get these all white VaporMax and my churn gonna get a couple of outfits and that's gonna be it.
See?
And I'm going to pay some bills because I got to pay some bills.
Okay, I hear you.
Then I won't have to be having strokes and stuff. So then I can be relaxed and know ain't nobody got to call my phone and say, ma'am, you need to pay this. That's all.
And the last thing about the Rona, we're going to move on. Cardi B recently said that a lot of famous people are coming out saying they got the coronavirus. And she wondering, are they getting paid to say this? Because if they are, you know, she always about to check and put her down. So Idris Elba came out and was like, why would he lie? Why would he say that for a check? He's a stupid, you know, it makes no sense. You know, he's just trying to, you know, quarantine his house.
Make people aware.
Yeah, make people aware. So do you think it's a conspiracy?
It could be, because I don't believe the shit no way.
You don't believe
it? I mean,
it.
I know it's real and all of that, but I'm talking about why it's here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that's the mystery to me. I believe there's some shit that they don't want us to be scared about, but this is some shit that they done let be unleashed on us. I don't care what nobody say. It's odd to me that anything this big can happen without the government having any knowledge of where it originated from. They watch us all day long. If it's anything that's out of what they want us to do, they coming through and dealing with it. So you can't tell me that these clowns had something going on across the water in China or wherever this thing has started. So they say started. And y'all ain't had no idea that this thing was going to be this big. And I think that could have been the case. You done let something play out. You thought it was going to be one thing. Oh, we were going to do this, whatever, whatever. Next thing we know, you got people just dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all kind of people dying. You done had a kid to die. You got a lot of middle-aged, older people dying. People is clocking out of here all because of the fact that y'all done let something happen to the people. So, to me, it's some more behind it that we would probably never know. But at the end of the day, all you can do is be safe. As safe as possible. Because there ain't no need for you to worry about how it happened, when it happened, who did it, or whatever. But it's here. It's real. And it's more to the story than it is. Because these people doing a whole lot of things that's a little shady. Because when people start losing money, these big people, when they start letting money walk off the table, it's some real deal stuff going on. So for them not to be having all these sports, all these things being canceled, schools and everything else, it's some stuff that's going on that we will never really figure out what's going on. Because they probably don't want to tell us it was a terrorist attack type of event. They done pissed somebody off, so now these people done threw this in here in the U.S., and now we contaminated. So, what do you think is going on?
I mean, we had a week after a week. We got 1,000 deaths already. We had 1,000. So, it's coming on fast. New York City, like they say, if you're coming from New York, you got to be quarantined. New York City's bad. The rate is spreading fast up there. I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. As far as people getting paid, no, absolutely not. That makes no sense. Like, why would you do that? You know, this ain't like what my conspiracy theory about AIDS. Like, I feel like Magic got paid to say he had AIDS because he's the healthiest AIDS patient I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
well, HIV.
And especially when it happened so long ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's different if he would have said he got AIDS now.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying, they done did so many developments and stuff.
Yeah,
so you could
back
be
then,
good.
People was fucked up with AIDS.
But they had AIDS. Them people had lesions.
Lesions, looking all crippled.
And you ain't want, all kind of shit. Doing the people like Trump did that lady.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, people getting paid because it's like.
Yeah, I don't think that's the
case. A lot of people, that just lets you know that how much it spread. That a lot of people, even famous people catching it, and, you know, it's crazy. And it seems like you said the ones that stay in the house are the ones that catch it.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that's out and about, they ain't catching.
They ain't catching nothing.
It's the ones that be in the house, like, yo, I came up positive. I don't know how I got it. A friend of mine, that her kid got it. You know, he's like, you got to be about 15.
What friend you got? You said her.
I went to school with her. She put on Facebook.
Okay, calm down. Son. I'm just asking you a question because you ain't got no friends as women.
No. Anyway, we ain't gonna go there.
Let's not, nigga.
Jesus.
I'm feeling that type of way today.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Must be my drink.
It must be your drink. In Mountain Dew, huh?
Uh-huh.
Got you crunked up.
Got me crunk up.
Yeah.
Anyway, you knock a nigga out on the show.
Crunk down. You gonna knock, only nigga you can knock out on the show is me, and that ain't happening. So,
Okay. I'm just letting you know.
Don't let that Mountain Dew get you fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I ain't got to never worry about it. As long as my son in here, I got my backup.
Yeah, it's your backup, but you going to have to handle your front up.
Yeah, your friend, son. You sure that ain't your son?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm just asking.
But anyway, she lives in New York, and that's just the rate that it gets caught. It just go around like that, and it's crazy. So, I mean...
So what you think? You thinking positive? You gonna be all right?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Like you said, if according to you, I've already been exposed to it. So
no, I ain't saying we as the household. I'm talking about we as a people.
Oh,
cause
yeah,
we gonna be all right. Because like I said, y'all have been exposed.
I think we as a people, we're gonna take a loss. We're gonna take a loss, but we have to keep the earth going. Because like I said, I don't know if I said this last week, but there was only in 1920, 100 years ago. There was only 1.6 billion people on Earth. 2020, we got 7.6 billion people on Earth. Yeah, 7.6 billion. So in 100 years, we've added that many people. We've done that much damage to the Earth in 100 years than the previous 4.5 billion. You know what I'm saying? So we fucked in the world up. And so the Earth is just like, yo, I need a fucking break.
So the Earth ain't giving us this.
I mean, yes. That's
these clowns giving us
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Y'all claim y'all might be trying to save it for the next generations.
Yeah.
Or whatever these clowns talking about something. They think that they got to make the economy better and this, this, and this. And I'm just like, it ain't even about a economy, because if everybody dead, shit, it ain't no stocks and bonds.
So I think the earth is just healing itself by
purging
some people out of here, because we got too many people. So we're going to lose probably like in the millions. You know what I'm saying?
And millions.
Yeah, and millions. So, I mean, just to keep the earth going, man, because we fucking it up. So, that's my whole thing about it, man. But I want to start with the gloom and doom. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at something online. Let's move along, because that Rona get you
started. You don't get me. I mean, it should make you thankful for what you do have. That's what it needs to do. Give you a time to focus and, you know, evaluate what you got going on.
Yeah, but to get some normalcy going, man, I was online the other day and I saw a fast food bracket. This was presented by For the Win. It was a fast food bracket. We got four brackets. You got the burger region, the classy burger region, the not a burger region, and the sandwich region. Okay?
And I saw this?
It's on the thing.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
My bad.
You stopping me and you didn't even... Yeah, okay.
I got it all written down.
So, we got... It's a 30... 8 times 4 is 32, correct? Mm-hmm. So, it's a 32 restaurant tournament. And we're going to break down this thing right now.
But you didn't show me what it
was. Yeah, I didn't show the graphic on there. Yeah, so... Yeah, anyway. Both right. Okay? That make you feel better?
It doesn't.
All right, so in the burger region, we got the number 1 seed, McDonald's, versus the number 8 seed, Sonic. We got White Castle, the number 4 seed, White Castle versus the number 5 seed, Burger King. We got the number 3 seed, Cookout, versus the number 6 seed, Carl Jr.'s. And then we got the number 2 seed, Wendy's, versus the number 7 seed, Jack in the Box. So, with the 1 versus 8, McDonald's versus Sonic, who you got?
Sonic?
You got Sonic over McDonald's?
And, I mean, like, if we're talking about quality of food.
Fast food, that this is for the
it's
best.
Not about how much money they're making or not.
No, it's about...
Yeah, hell no. McDonald's is trash.
So you got Sonic over McDonald's.
Yes.
All right. I concur with that. I concur. We'll go Sonic over McDonald's, because the only thing I get from McDonald's is nuggets and fries, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing else you got, but Sonic, I
get an ice cream cone, but still.
Yeah. You know, at Sonic, they got a little more variety that I fuck with over there. Little car hop specials. Their burgers are always better. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, but...
Quality.
Fresh. So we got Sonic over McDonald's. The 8 over the 1. Then we got White Castle versus Burger King. What you got?
I don't know White Castles. I know Crystals. But I guess I have to go with White Castle.
White Castle over Burger King.
I mean, we talking about Burger King 2020 now. We ain't talking about Burger King.
Yeah, you're right. White Castle wins. We got White Castle over Burger King. Then we got the number 3 seed, Cookout, versus Carl Jr.'s or Hardee's. It depends on what part of the country you in. Who you got right there? I already know who won this one, so we're going to skip it. Cookout wins that one. Cookout wins that one.
But I'm going to say Hardee's.
No, Cookout wins that one. When have you gone to Hardee's to eat food?
I've gone
not breakfast, a burger.
I don't get burgers from that.
Thank you, God. That's chicken fingers. That's the end of the thing. Next, we got the number two seed. Uh-oh, that Rona cough. Y'all hear that Rona cough. Oh, my God.
It's bad.
Y'all heard the podcast. Y'all
coronavirus. I can't even do it.
The number two seed, Wendy's, versus the number seven seed, Jack in the Box. Who you got right there?
Jack in the Box. I don't know them.
It's mostly like over there, but I'm California, be real. Yeah, yeah. Jack in the Box. I know that's what Old Dog and them. They, you know, Jack in the Crack. Oh, that's where you're going to eat at. But I'm going with Wendy's, man, because they got the 4 for $4, and it holds you down at least once a week. I ain't gonna front. So I'm going Wendy's. Who you going? With? You
said, I mean, we gotta go Wendy's. So I gotta go Wendy's.
All right. So that's the we got that region. Let's go ahead and break it down to the final four in that region. We got Sonic versus White Castle. Who you got?
Sonic
wins again. I agree. Then we got Cookout versus Wendy's. We already know who won that matchup. Cookout He's moves biased. On to the next round.
He's biased. So now
we got Cookout versus Sonic. Who you got?
Cookout
versus Sonic. Cookout wins. Cookout is in the final four. Shout out to Cookout for winning the burger region. All right, now we're going to the classy burger region. This is the burger region where, you know, you got to take a payday loan out to go eat there and shit.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Where, like, you just can't go in there with $10 and think you're going to get a meal, man. You know what I'm saying? You might just get a burger. You know what I'm saying? A cup of water. You know what I'm saying? So in this one, we got the number one seed, In-N-Out, versus the number eight seed, Steak and Shake. Then we got the number four seed, Burger Five, versus the number five seed, Fat Burger. Then we got the number three seed, Shake Shack, versus number six, Culver's. And then we got the number two seed, Five Guys, versus number seven seed, Elevation Burger. So we're starting at the top. We got the one versus eight. We got In-N-Out versus Steak and Shake. Who you got?
Steak and Shake.
I'm going to have to go with Steak and Shake right there. In-N-Out. One time I had it.
And I only had it one time, and I can't remember. So
let you know right there. I mean, I know y'all West Coast people are like, man, what the fuck? But, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Steak and Shake, it's slightly better. Nah, I don't know.
I'm going with Steak and Shake, but you can do what you want.
Steak and Shake got to lose points for their fries.
Their fries is trash. Their fries is like they come
just
out
for that. I got to go in and out. We got to get Steak and Shake out of here. Fries are trash.
Well, I go with Steak and Shake though.
Yeah, Steak and Shake's still good. I'm not saying they, but
the burgers, the meat is good,
She said the meat is good. But anyway,
Their fries is trash.
Yeah,
their milkshakes is a bomb too.
I just don't like whipped cream. I'm here to mess with them.
Yeah, me and the kids love them.
Yeah. All right, we got the number four seed, Burger Five, versus number five seed, Fat Burger. Who you got there?
I don't know Fat Burger. I've been to Burger Five, so I'll do Burger Five.
Burger Five, man, the only thing I don't like about Burger Five, they got that big-ass fan in that motherfucker, and it is cold than a motherfucker.
Do you know they have it in every one of those?
Yes, they got it. That's like their thing. And it's like this big-ass fan about the size of this fucking room. That shit, and it be... And I mean, you know...
So that means you need to get your food to go.
Then they get the... They just burn their little emblem on the bun. I mean, that's all right. We'll split decision right down that one, too. Man, I'm going to go with Fat Burger. The only thing I don't like about Fat Burger, they burgers come automatically with mustard and pickle on it. And
but this you got to take that shit off if you don't want
it. Well, I mean, if you don't know that and you take it and you eat it, you get it the first time,
you done fucked up.
Yeah, so that's the only thing. But I'm going with Fat Burger right there with Burger Five, man, because, you know.
Okay, whatever you like.
Then we got Shake Shack versus Culver's.
I don't know neither one of them.
Culver's is a new burger spot. They're popping up everywhere. Everybody loves them. My brother swears by he'll stop by Culver's at any time of day. Shake Shack, that's one. You know, it's kind of out west, too. I haven't had it. My brother has. Well, he's a trucker. My brother probably ate at every fucking kind of restaurant there is. You know, all the fast food joints. So he tells me Culver's is good, and I'm going with him with Culver's over Shake Shack. If you don't like it, get mad.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. Number two seed, Five Guys versus number seven, Elevation.
I'm going to go with Five Guys.
Hey, listen, Elevation, nobody's ever heard of you, dude. Five Guys win this one. Shout out to all my Five Guys people out there, man.
Five Guys fries ain't good to me either.
Whoa.
And I know you're going
to you just said a cardinal sin right there. Those are fresh cut French fries. Not that freeze dried. No, them are cut, cooked, man, stop it.
That
stop
means
it.
Something to you then.
Yes.
That shit don't take
you took time. Quality. That's quality. So you don't know quality. You don't know quality French fries because you don't like French fries. So I can't even.
I don't really like white potatoes.
Oh my God. That's the thing. Yeah, she eats sweet potato fries. Them are the nastiest.
And they the best.
Ugh, disgusting.
I had some truffle fries a couple of weeks ago. Those things were amazing.
You know what truffle is, don't you?
It's a mushroom. It's just truffle oil squeezed from the mushroom or whatever. And they sprinkle it onto the fries. You got to try them.
No, I pass.
Yeah, they were good. They were
awesome. I like French fries regular. I don't like you doing all the extra shit to my fries. Like, I just don't. I only like seasoning.
You just gotta taste it.
I only like seasoning on my fries sometimes.
If you taste it, you will love it.
Okay.
I promise.
All right, second round moving on. We got In-N-Out versus Fatburger. Who you got there?
I guess In-N-Out.
We got In-N-Out over Fatburger. Then we got Culver's versus Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Five Guys gets the win. Sorry, Culver's. Then, so in the final in the Classy Burger region, we got In-N-Out versus Five Guys. Who you got?
I'm going to say Five Guys.
Five Guys wins again. Five Guys make it to the Final Four. And so now.
Let's do these other two brackets quick.
Yeah, man. So this is a not a burger region. So this is just other stuff.
Other food.
Number one seed is Chick-fil-A. The number eight seed is Panda Express. The number four seed is Bojangles. The number five seed is Popeyes. Oh, man. Number three seed, Taco Bell. Number six seed, KFC. Number two seed is Chipotle. And number seven seed is Del Taco. So the one versus eight, Chick-fil-A versus Panda Express. Who you got?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A over Panda Express.
I mean, I don't eat that shit.
You do eat that shit.
When?
How many times have you done went to lunch at Panda Express? And you get the little shrimp and all that little stuff right down there.
Oh, I guess.
The sweet grit, whatever that chick, the sweet fried chicken you get. Yeah. Hey, man, for the upset, Panda Express. That's what I'm
keep it moving. Let's keep it moving.
Oh, man. So,
I ain't fighting.
Number four, we got Bojangles versus number five, Popeyes. Who you got right there?
Popeyes.
Bojangles wins. Don't worry about it, you people. Bojangles wins.
You see what he said?
Bojangles wins.
The nigga don't know.
Do Popeye serve breakfast?
They don't need to.
Do Popeye serve breakfast?
You can come to the day before and get some shit breakfast? And you eat it in the morning for breakfast.
Do Popeye serve breakfast?
Moving right along.
Okay, so Popeye's wins.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Excuse me, Bojangles wins.
Thank you. It's he a restaurant. Right
I said,
time.
Yeah, Bojangles wins.
Popeye's, but go ahead.
Number three, Taco Bell versus number six, KFC.
I guess KFC.
Hey, fuck it. Who goes to Taco Bell?
I mean,
Bell
Taco
anymore?
Bell, you going to kill yourself.
Taco Bell ain't good no more. It used to be good back in the 80s, man, early
my
90s.
My sister loves going to Taco Bell. I've been trying to beg her to make her own tacos. She goes there, but she used to go there at least three times a week before she got sick.
Oh, man. So, dang. Taco Bell, I mean, the beef Mexican melt used to be the shit. The
she
shit.
She be getting taco salads and all kind of crazy shit.
So, yeah, we got KFC over Taco Bell. Number two, Chipotle versus number seven, Del Taco.
I'm going to say Chipotle.
I go with Chipotle just because, you know, it's,
I like
you customize it. It's not like, you know, we'll go with Chipotle. So we got Chick-fil-A versus Bojangles. Bojangles wins. Don't worry about it. Bojangles wins. Bojangles moves to the finals. Oh, then we got we got KFC versus, who we say? No. Chipotle.
I guess I'm going to say Chipotle. I don't mean
we'll
KFC.
Say Chipotle. So Chipotle versus Bojangles. Okay, so now we got Chipotle versus Bojangles. Who you got?
Chipotle.
Bojangles wins. Bojangles wins. Bojangles is in the Final Four. Wow, Bojangles, man. This is crazy. And then the sandwich region. This is just like, you know, a place to make subs, shit like that.
We got it.
We got number one is Subway. What? Number eight is Arby's. Number four is Quiznos. Number five seed is Blimpy. Number three seed is Jimmy John's. Number six seed is Roy Rogers. Arby's, depends on, you know, what part of the country you're in. And number two seed is Potbelly versus number seven, Firehouse. So number one, Arby's versus Subway. Subway's the one, Arby's eight. Who you got?
I'm going to say Arby's.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say Arby's too because that beef and cheddar is amazing. I want me one. I ain't had one in a while.
Yeah, I don't know the side of town for it.
Exactly. So we'll go Arby's right there. Even though the only thing I get from Subway is a spicy Italian. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been getting a spicy Italian from Subway for probably about 20 years now, maybe a little more. It's the only sandwich I get. So,
unless, you know, you meet this new girl and she brings you a sub from there.
And then that was, man, terrible. But anyway, number four, Quiznos versus number five, Blimpies. Now, people, I'm going to tell you my problem with Quiznos. Quiznos treat you like you're at the drug house. They put their meat on the scale before they put it on the bread, and I don't like that. So
that should make you feel at home.
No, not when I'm eating. Don't put my fucking food on. I'm like, no. You give me exactly 4 ounces of meat on this sandwich? No, bro, that ain't right. So just for that, Quiznos lose, Blimpy wins. Blimpy, they mostly in gas stations. They don't stand alone. You know, but it's a good sandwich. It's a good fucking sandwich. I fucks with Blimpy.
I only ate them when I was getting them for free.
Yeah. Number three, Jimmy John's versus number six, Roy Rogers.
Jimmy John's.
I let her go with this one because
I like Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's. I love their bread. That bread is amazing.
That the one time I went, that man told me, I said, I wanted mayonnaise on my sandwich. She's like, he gave me packs of mayonnaise. Like, you just put on there yourself. I said, what? And I've never been to Jimmy John's since.
Well, he wasn't a good person because I've never had that problem with them.
Yeah. Number 2, Potbelly versus number 7, Firehouse.
Firehouse.
They say Potbelly's real good, but I haven't tried it yet, so I'm going to go with Firehouse. So we got Arby's versus Blimpy. Who you got?
You said Arby's,
huh? Arby's wins. Arby's beat Blimpy. Then we got Jimmy John's versus Firehouse.
I'm going to say Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's over the Hook and Ladder? Wow. So Jimmy John's. So it's Jimmy John's versus Arby's. Who you got?
Arby's.
Arby's in the final. So our final four is Arby's, Bojangles, Cookout, and Five Guys. Man.
And I know what you're going to pick, but go ahead. I'm going to let you say it.
We got Cookout versus Five Guys. Cookout wins. Cookout is in the championship game. Cookout is in the championship. Wow. Cookout, man. What a run for the 3-seed. In the Nada Burger region, we got Bojangles versus Jimmy John's. And Bojangles wins. Bojangles wins. So we got Bojangles versus Cookout in the finals. And
it's a toss-up. It's a tie. They had to go to overtime.
Man. This one right here, it was like a 5 overtime game, and it came down to which one is better at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So which one is better?
When you fucked up and you didn't drink too much, or you didn't smoke too much, or you need to come back to life, you can't pull up the Bojangles. You can't. But you can pull up the fucking Popeyes. I mean, excuse me.
See,
you can't
pull up. High or something.
You can't pull up the fucking Cookout.
Cookout.
And get you a goddamn dozen of them goddamn Hush Puppies to soak up all that alcohol you done ate. Get you a huge iced tea that's good as fuck. Get you maybe even a damn shake to go with your Hush Puppies, or a Cookout tray for less than $6. Come on, man. Cookout is your champion. Cookout wins the tournament. Congratulations to Cookout.
Woo-woo.
I hope y'all enjoyed the little fast food tournament And, you know, the Final Four, since we ain't getting no brackets this year.
Yeah.
They gave us one, and I hope y'all enjoy it, man. Let's go ahead and TV talk real quick. BZ gonna hate us. The show gonna be long as fuck, but, you know, hey.
Making up for last time.
He working from home, man, so it's no big deal. 60 Days In happened. I didn't even know it was still going on. Tassar Wright let me know, like, hey, you see this shit? And I was like, what, is something else going on? They added 4 more people, and your boy Tony came back to do 30 days, so they're doing half the time. And he wanted them to see if they made any improvements in the jail. And, you know, of course they did. Intake was a whole lot different. They were searching now, and, you know what I'm saying, all the doors in the jail is working. But, you know, it's still the same problems, drugs in there, you know what I'm saying. So we're seeing how that's going along. So check out 60 Days In, A&E, always good shit on there. The Tiger King. This is the most talked about show on Netflix right now. It is about basically these people that have zoos in their backyard. You know what I'm saying? These three, like, it started where this one guy's name was like Joe Exotic. He had like 100, almost 200 fucking tigers and lions and shit on his property. And he breeds them, and, you know, he runs like a cub petting thing. That's how he makes his money, because, you know, everybody likes playing with the baby tigers.
Yeah.
Once the tigers get a little bit older, you can't play with the motherfuckers no more. And so if that's your business, you got to constantly be having babies.
Yeah, because I think they can't do it after a few months, right?
Exactly. So if you're not having babies, you know, well, you know, once these babies get big, you got these big tigers, what you doing with them? So you selling these tigers to people. They say it's over like almost 100,000 illegal tigers in the United States right now.
But why are they illegal?
Because you can't have a big cat as a pet, because, you know, this shit get loose, man, kill everybody. It's 500-pound motherfucking cat. This ain't no goddamn 5-8 pound. This 500. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker can do some damage. And so people have tigers, and then, you know, they like it when they're little, but then they get too big. They grow so fast in a year. Like, you know, by the time they're like 8 months, that's when...
Yeah, they got to stop.
Yeah, you can't even play with them like that no more, because then in that next year, the motherfucker...
And so who they selling them to?
People that got money, that got land, that want a fucking tiger. Mike Tyson had a tiger. Michael Jackson had tigers. There's a lot of rich people with tigers. There's a lot of poor people that got tigers. It's just, they all around.
Yeah, these tigers look poor.
They probably do look like motherfucking Scar. And look like Scar.
Oh, God, and he's a lion. He's a lion.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, he was fucked up.
Like, so, yeah, man. So, that is... And, you know, it starts with him and then this lady that don't like what he's doing. She's trying to get him shut down. And he gets into a beef with her. So, they go into this legal battle. And then he gets... It's a crazy story. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's wild. And but, you know, it's animal people. So, you know you're going to get some wild shit. But it's definitely worth the watch. It's a 7-part show on Netflix. So, please watch Tiger King. Let us know what you think, man. And, since everybody quarantined, man, I mean, it's a lot of shit going on. Yeah, fucking Ozark come back this Friday. So when you hear this, if you're not watching Ozark, you're probably listening to the Procast or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So Ozark is coming back on this Friday. So, yeah, man, it's a lot going on. And
Madam C.J. Walker series is out there.
Yeah.
The people said they like it, but I haven't gotten through nothing but the first one. So
yeah, I heard a lot of bad, like they kind of played out.
Made her look bad.
Made somebody else look bad.
Oh, yeah, the husband.
And then, like, some other woman made her look like she was stealing somebody's husband or this. I don't know, but...
We got to finish watching it.
Yeah. I see.
Watch it, people.
Yeah,
did you so watch it? So y'all know what we talking about.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that's all we're going to do on TV Talk, man. Well, it's time to take a little break for a song of the week. Queen Germ, do you have a song of the week?
Oh, yes. And then just thinking about this time of reflection and us having to be in the house and everybody trying to do stuff differently. This crisis just makes you think about... what's the most important things, in your life? And so I really always have valued my family, but even more so now, just being thankful for what you have. No need to complain about what you don't have because it ain't going to change anyway. So my song of the week is Stand By Me by Benny King.
Okay.
What you got for the people?
My song of the week, man, I had to go in the classic box, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to go dig in the crates, if you will, man.
Okay.
I got Bugging Out by A Tribe Called Quest, man. I used to love this song, man, when I was younger, man. You know, the video was ill, man. You know, it was a split video, Who Got the Jazz. If you had sat through that just to hear Bugging Out, I did because I love Bugging Out. So Bugging Out is my song of the week. This is Frocast 397. We'll be back in a minute.
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The 5-foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this against the size of the... I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half-stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is Special Ed, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to, like, go all out. Some might even say, yo, shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape. Not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz. So get your own. Smoking R&B because they try to dupe me. Or the best of the back, but they can't do rap for us. Abstract, original. You can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's wrong. Your feet in my Nikes. If a crowd is in my room,
Mike, please. Hip hop is living. Can't yank the plug. If you do, the result will end up kind of blow.
I am not an invalid, although I used to smoke the weed out. Ali Shaheed Muhammad used to say I had to be out. Scheming on the thickies with the crazy booming back buns. Pushing on them real hard just so we can have the big fun. When I left Marissa, I was Boulevard status. Battling an MC was when Tip was at his maddest. It was one MC after one MC. What the world could they be wanting to see from little old me? Do I have the formula to save the world? Or was it just because I used to smoke the women and all the girls? I'm the type of brother with the crazy extended hand, kid. This by all my brothers, I was all up with my man did. Supposed to be my man, but now I wonder cause you're feeble. I go out with the strongies and I separate the eagles. It's your brain against my mind. My nose about to boot out, or your nasty critters, even though you see I bug out.
Hope y'all enjoyed that, man. It's time for our HBCU confession time. This week, you know, like I said, this comes from the HBCU confession Twitter, where we just randomly pick a wild one and we read it to y'all because you might didn't see it. So here it goes. There's this one alpha that would give me BV every time we fucked. The dick was great and I tried to space the encounters out hoping he would fix himself, but I just had to let that dick go. SSU. That SSU means Savannah State University.
That must have been some.
So BV.
Or the city's finest.
Alpha in Savannah giving out BV.
Whatever that is.
I'm just saying.
Whatever that is. You trying to do it big, but I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying, like,
BV. Let's see what BV is.
I don't know what the hell that is. That's a combo.
No, BV, STD. isn't considered a sexually transmitted disease, but the chance of getting it seemed to go up with the number of sexual partners. Bacterial vaginosis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. See, we too old to know about that. That's some new shit. That's some new shit y'all young kids got going on. Bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah, they can have it.
Yeah, that's because your number's too high, sis. But yeah, man, so like I said, man, that's...
He ain't washing his dick off.
Yeah, man, like, why would you fuck somebody to give you
not more than dick? One, yeah, saying, more like, than one time. Shit, you, okay, so you said you wanted to see if it was him?
Well, is that good? Did you risking that you have to get an infection?
Got
to
get some damn antibiotics. Your ass. You got to drink some
goddamn cranberry juice and take a goddamn what them pills called? Them cranberry pills. They're oh, make it them, man.
Azo. I mean, shit. You ain't got no business doing all of that now. Mm. You get me one time.
Yeah.
George Bush said. Fool me once.
Then she said, why don't you just tell this nigga? Like, yo.
We can't get fooled again.
Yeah. Just like, yo, bro, you need to go get that check, bro. You need to take a shower or something. You know what I'm saying?
Get some of this shit that you done.
He's apparently busting a raw.
Got to be, because you keep getting it.
Yeah. Wow.
So that means you ain't learned shit.
You might all. Well, how you know you ain't giving it to him? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do know. Maybe that's the only person you having sex with. I don't know. Don't sound like it.
Let's go ahead and move on to the Keeping 100s. Do you have a Keeping 100 this week?
Yes. My Keeping 100 is the gloves don't work if you don't change the motherfuckers.
100.
So we got to really be conscientious of what we're doing, because if you handed me my stuff and you done handled 12 different people before me, or I come at the end of your shift and you done been managing all these different packages and all these different people, then chances are them gloves ain't no good for nobody but you. They might not even be good for you, because you toting around all this germs on these gloves all day. So you need to be changing these gloves pretty frequently for them to serve a real purpose. People getting mad about the mask, too, because you're walking around here with this mask on. You done had it on today. You have it on tomorrow. These things don't work if you're not changing them. If you ain't got but two masks and it ain't something that you can wash and reuse, you really need to revisit this whole process, because you more of a threat to us than we are to you if you reusing this shit.
I wish somebody would tell my coworker that. He sits with the same mask on every day, and he swears he sterilizes it every day. And I'm just like,
no way.
How do you sterilize it? But you're touching it with your fucking hands. You're touching, like, it's not sterile anymore, like, in the daytime. So I don't get it. But
some people just, they don't know no better. And in their mind, they think having a mask on is saving them from something. And you could be, I mean, like, just the fact that you breathing that shit back and forth in your face. Like, you breathing it in and out. That moisture, that all of that's being trapped in that fabric. You don't know what the hell is on that.
Exactly. So, people. Well, my Keeping 100, man, be thankful you're looked at as essential.
100.
Okay? I know a lot of people are like, oh, man, I got to go to work. I'm out here working in this. Man, be thankful, man.
You could have got laid off.
Exactly. It's people out here getting laid off right now because they're not essential. You know what I'm saying? If you're essential and you still going to work every day, or you working from home, or you're out, whatever you're doing, be fucking thankful, because it's some people right now headed to the goddamn unemployment office getting in that long ass line that's wrapped around the motherfucking building. And they don't want to be there. They were just working good 2 weeks ago, thinking about what they was going to do this summer. You know what I'm saying? But now they got to worry about other shit. So, I just to hit to see the people complaining about working from home. Bitch, you working from home, niggas. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Golly.
Being tired. The people tired of being in the house.
Yeah, but, I mean, so what? Golly. You gotta stay in, too. Shit, that's the bad part about it. Any winners, man? You got any winners and losers? Winners and loser time?
Yeah. My winner got to be Zoom.
Winner.
Zoom stock got to be higher than a motherfucker right now. It ain't nothing going bad for this. I'm talking about the jobs, the social groups, the churches, everybody Zooming. They Zoom meeting with the jobs. You got to remind y'all folk to keep your clothes on and take the bonnets off. But, I mean, it's amazing, because everybody is scheduling Zoom meetings. So it's finna go. If they ain't been making no money, they finna make it now. And also, Virginia Public Schools,
winner,
they done shut the whole shit down. Mm. They done shut it down for the K-12 schools. So, everybody home, extended summertime, and hey, they just ready to turn up. They ain't got to worry about parents trying to teach no kids nothing. They know the churn ain't going to do no work. They know the parents ain't fooling around with them. They just sending them home. Y'all manage the children until August. Mm. That's what the people done told them. So I guess the kids winning, the teachers winning because you're getting paid and it's over. Mm. So it's a win-win in Virginia.
Oh, you had two winners this week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my nigga.
My winner is this guy that committed a robbery in Oklahoma City.
Winner.
I'm reading the article. It says, so this theft is a little bit different. This man walked into a convenience store near Britain and Broadway and was able to convince the store clerk that he was there to take over her shift for her. He was even wearing a shirt with the store's logo on it. Once behind the register, he continued checking out customers for several minutes before ultimately locking the door, stealing all the money, cigars, and lottery tickets, and fleeing the business. Suspect was seen driving a blue mid-90s Chevy Suburban. Listen, that right there was in jewel. That was smart as fuck. I love that shit. That nigga, he ain't robbed, he ain't stick up nobody.
Nobody got hurt.
He helped the customer out, locked up the store, took their money and dipped. Took all the money, I mean, you know. I mean, convince the girl, finesse her, that, like, yo, I'm coming to take over your shift.
Yeah, I'm from the store up the street.
Wow.
I'm over here today.
Wow. So, apparently, this is my thought process. Whoever was supposed to come take over that shift was in on this motherfucking
robbery. They had to be. They gave him his they damn shirt.
Yes, sir.
Like, how you get the damn store paraphernalia if you ain't never worked there?
Damn, man. So, shout out to him. He my winner, man. You know, he ain't get caught yet.
He gonna be going to jail.
Yeah, you my winner, though, dude. That was fucking... That was
just
dope.
Start coughing. The people will handcuff you. They might see.
They ain't gonna take no chance. You got any losers?
Oh, hell yeah. The people who working from home.
Loser.
Because, see, these jobs are starting to think too much of what you doing at the house. Mm. They assuming that you ain't got shit to do. So y'all think that if I don't respond to the email within 5 minutes, you got to call me. I don't need you calling and texting my phone because I'm supposed to be working from home. I'm doing some other shit at my house, too. So, in between that, I mean, we have to be realistic about the hour response time. Because if what you need is not urgent, you can't be sitting there thinking that I'm sitting looking at my computer, I'm looking at my email from 9 to 5. That's unrealistic. So, we just, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to work the people. You thinking because they home, they on vacation, they ain't doing nothing but looking for you to give them some work. That's not what it is. So, we just need to be a little more realistic because you're working the people already and it's just been a week. It ain't even been a week yet. We still short. Mm. So I need the people to fall back because that's just not cool.
Well, my losers is I got two. All the people that can't stay inside, man. Y'all my losers, man.
Loser.
Listen, people. They're telling you to stay inside for a fucking reason, okay? These kids outside like it's fucking summertime. The parents got their kids out at the parks, at the malls, and all this shit. And they asking y'all, please, stay inside. But y'all can't stay the hell inside. So y'all my losers. And my other losers are the Carolina Panthers ownership.
Loser.
Y'all cut Cam Newton, man. Like, the man was the face of y'all franchise for 10 years. And y'all just threw him to the side like he was yesterday's trash, man. Shame on you fucking guys. Shame on you. Was that my loser last week?
I don't think so.
But yeah.
I don't remember, okay. But I don't think so.
But yeah, if it was, they need a double loser because they did Cam Newton dirty. I mean, you get a man, the man get hurt for the first time, you don't give him a chance to win his job back or show that he still got it because you don't want to pay him some money that he gave up in blood, sweat, and tears, man. Like, the NFL is a shady fucking business, man.
But yep.
It is what it is. So, Carolina Panthers ownership, y'all my losers. Salute to Cam Newton, man. My birthday twin. Shout out to you, man. Got my support over here, bro. Another dope show in the books, man. It's that time. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach, and that ain't with the P-O-R-C-H, so it's the Front Poach, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to BEZ, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
RT3, Rick James, Bitch, Rulo Myself, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Amazing App, Sleazy, Filthy, my nigga KRS1, 12 Cal and 12 Cal Podcast. Don't forget to go check the good brother out. See what he got going on over there. Shout out to Dr. Brazen and everybody at Dr. Brazen Network. That'd be Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to all the podcasts that we fuck with, man. Something Like Podcast, Humbly Arrogant Show, Two Smart Dummies, the Hot Box Podcast, man, and any other Relationships Podcast, and any other podcast that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody over there at that site, man. I seen a little resurgence, a little bit. It was pretty nice. But yeah, man. It's shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the whole world. You know?
I guess.
Yeah. So go ahead, rate your show.
I'm going to say a 9.6.
9.6? All right. I go a 6.9. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
69.
Stop it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give it a 9.1.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
some people can't be adults around here. But, yeah, man.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. So, don't forget, y'all, we got the voicemail where you can call in, leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. We also got a Patreon going on. We can support all things Nappy Afro for as little as a dollar. $3 to get behind the VIP wall.
Okay.
And then, don't forget to share the show, tell a friend, spread the word about the show, and that's all the pandering I'm doing, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, as they say in the books, this is your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
All right. Oh, man, shout out to my nigga Verbose, man. God damn, Verbose is alive, people. Verbose is motherfucking alive.
All right, Verbose.
Verb.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com